Homily 34. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Not long before Mother Teresa died, one of her sisters passed her room. Saw her praying before the crucifix, saying, "Jesus, I have never denied you anything. You are hard. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it." The older I get, the more perplexed I am by Jesus' uncompromising words. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Unless you hate your mother and father, you cannot be my disciple. Let the dead bury the dead. Sell everything to obtain the pearl of great price. Be like the widow who gave everything she had to live on. What Jesus said to Satan in the desert. Kingdom. Real life is not all about bread, making a living, or showmanship. Peter, get behind me, Satan. A friend whom I admire told me Jesus died young. Therefore, his uncompromising attitude, his harshness, his unbending nature, his either-or, his all-or-nothing, is typical of a young person who has not experienced much of life's contradictions. As we get older, according to my friend, we become more tolerant, kind, have learned that life without compromise is impossible. But Jesus says, those who lose their life for my sake will find it. I was initially impressed by my friend's judgment, but now thoroughly rejected. I'm an old man. I know not everyone grows more generous and tolerant with age. I also know many young people who live Jesus' radical demands, yet are full of kindness and concern. The Gospels also stress Jesus' mercy and gentleness with sinners. He asks the adulterous woman about to be stoned, "Has anyone condemned you?" "And neither do I. But don't sin again." He said to the Samaritan woman at the well, who had four supposedly previous husbands, or live-ins, I like the word, a co-vivant, "And the one you are living with now is not your husband," and allowed her to change the subject. Jesus commands us to forgive 77 times, a Jewish way of saying every time. Jesus is the incarnation of the prodigal son's father, always on the lookout for his wayward son, full of love and joy when he finally returns home. When Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection, he never chastised them for their cowardly abandonment. A few months after I was almost killed when struck by a car, I awakened in the middle of the night, still very much under the influence of narcotics. Terrific hallucinations. I heard God the Father say to me, and I parallel this with Mother Teresa's experience, I heard God the Father say to me, "I have never denied you anything. I'm easy." I thought of Jesus saying that his burden was light. "Let not your hearts be troubled. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it." I cannot say to Jesus what Mother Teresa said to Jesus, "I have never denied you anything." Purgatory is a very consoling teaching. Pope Benedict wrote of purgatory, "The fire that both burns and saves us is Christ himself, our judge, our savior. The encounter with Christ, his gaze, the touch of his heart, the holy power of his love, awakens us to the impurity and sickness of our lives. All falsehood melts away. His love sears through us like a flame, transforms and frees us, allowing us to become totally ourselves and thus totally of God. Purgatory is nothing more and our painful and healing meeting with Christ after death." those who lose their life for my sake will find it.